and be mobile enough to flee into the protection of the dark. Before despair could completely envelop her, she firmly pushed the negative emotion away. She was in enough danger without her convincing herself she had no chance. At this point, hope was all she had, and a very strong will to survive. To not be defeated by men who thrived on pain, fear, and complete subjugation of everyone who didn't hold to their ideology. She would get home. She would find a way. And by God, when she did, she'd send the biggest fuck you to the terrorist cell that had murdered her co-workers, her friends, and let them know that a simple American woman took their best shot and survived it. Imbued by a new sense of purpose and determination, she set her mind to figuring out what she could move and what the best course of action was to pull herself from the carnage under which she found herself imprisoned. The minutes ticked by with agonizing slowness. Pain was her constant companion. Sweat bathed her body, but she was too damp for only sweat. She knew she was bleeding. Not horribly so, and not fast, or she wouldn't be conscious, but sticky warmth clung to her skin, and she could smell it now that the acrid smell of mold, plaster, destroyed stone and wood, and the chemical smell of explosives had diminished, carried away by the night wind. She took her time, testing each part of her body, starting with her feet. She wiggled her toes and then flexed her feet and then rotated her legs as best she was able, wincing when her knee bumped into a jagged piece of stone. The walls of the clinic were completely stone, the ceiling made of wood with heavy beams supporting the structure. The floor was concrete, and no amount of sweeping or cleaning prevented the sand from blowing in and accumulating on every surface. It made trying to keep a sterile environment one bitch of a job. An infection was always a worry among the doctors and nurses. Her knee felt tight, swollen, and very sore. She bent it slowly in small increments, not wanting to do further damage if it was badly injured, but she desperately needed to have the use of her legs. Her arms weren't as important, but she needed her legs and feet to get her the hell away from this place as quickly as humanly possible. She couldn't count on help coming in. No rescue. The State Department had issued a decree ordering all U.S. citizens from the region, and there would be no aid for those who ignored the warning. There were no U.S. troops in the area. No embassy. No American presence here at all. And no other group or country's military dared to oppose the militant savages for fear of reprisal. They were too busy holding a summit where everyone talked the issue to death instead of taking action, a fact that infuriated Honor. How could any government turn away from the pain and suffering of countless men, women, and children in such a widespread area? Why wasn't there more public outrage? God only knew it was reported in the media around the clock. Was everyone so fatigued by the constant coverage that it had become tedious and they distanced themselves? Or were they just so smug and comfortable in their safe environment that they had no care for the plight of others? She harnessed the helpless rage that clawed at her, and she held it to her. It served to heighten her determination and strength to free herself. After her careful examination of her limbs and the areas of her body that protected her most vital organs, she was satisfied, or perhaps merely hopeful, that she could do this. She started with her hands, scratching and shoving away all manner of clutter, swearing when her fingers caught on sharper objects, slicing the skin and causing her to bleed. Her fingernails tore raggedly, ripping into the quick. But it was minor compared to the pulsing pain in the rest of her body, and only sharpened her drive. The more setbacks she incurred, the angrier she grew. And adrenaline took the place of pain and the self-defeating thought process her mind seemed to be caught up in. It was hard to work positioned as she was, on her stomach or rather awkwardly angled slightly to her side. It forced her to work mostly with one hand.